Today we remember filmmaker Norman Jewison, who has died at the age of 97. His name appeared as director in the credits for hit movies across decades, and three times he was nominated for Best Director.
One of his best-known films had a connection to his life experience. Jewison was a native of Toronto, and at age 18 in the 1940s, he visited Memphis, Tennessee, and got a lesson in the segregation of that time. As he once told NPR, he got on a bus on a hot day and headed for the back, taking a seat by an open window.
The bus driver looked at me. He says, "Can't you read the sign?" And there was a little sign made of tin swinging off a wire in the center of the bus. And it said, "Colored people to the rear."
Jewison was white. He said he was embarrassed, didn't know what to do, so he got off the bus.
This was my first experience with racial prejudice, and it really stuck with me.
Experiences like that helped to lay the groundwork for the movie In the Heat of the Night, a story of a white sheriff and a black cop in the segregated South, which came out at the height of the civil rights movement.
Colored can't earn that kind of money, boy. Hell, that's more than I make in a month. Now, where did you earn it?
Philadelphia.
Mississippi.
Pennsylvania.
Not just what you do up there, little old Pennsylvania, earn that kind of money.
I'm a police officer.
The movie went on to win five Oscars, including Best Picture, and one of Jewison's biggest commercial successes then came in 1971 with Fiddler on the Roof, a story of romance clashing with traditional values when a Russian Jewish father is faced with the challenge of marrying off three of his daughters.
Isn't this the little girl I carry? Isn't this the little boy at play?
Tradition. Now, before agreeing to direct that movie, Mr. Jewison had to clear up confusion about his name.
I thought, oh my God, they think I'm Jewish. What am I going to do? And I guess I have to tell them.
Jewison's movies spanned several genres, including drama, musical, and romantic comedy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Out of it.
Moonstruck in 1987 was a box office hit as well as a slap, apparently, and earned Cher an Oscar for her portrayal of a woman who falls in love with her fiancé's brother, played by Nicolas Cage.
I even felt that slap. The Directors Guild of America called Jewison a hero and a warrior for defending the creative rights of fellow directors and tackling racism and injustice in his own work. Jewison died Saturday.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Bring L'chaim to life, L'chaim.